On the telephone right now is a old friend of mine, former Governor Pat Quinn. Happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. Happy Father's Day to you and all the listeners. It's a very important day. We honor our dads and our grandfathers and all those who came before us. They did a lot of hard things to make our life better, and we owe them an eternal debt of gratitude. And I did, I'm glad you called today, because just this past week, I was out on the southwest side of Chicago at Clearing Library, and we had a memorial exhibit. It was coming out of Memorial Day, I guess. It was called Portrait of a Soldier, and it's over 300 hand-drawn portraits of men and women from Illinois who gave their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I went to their funerals, and I can tell you the dads and moms who were at the funeral, the Gold Star parents, there's a hole in their hearts today, losing their sons. And some of the service members who were killed in action were fathers themselves, and we honor their life. God did give them a long chronological life, but he certainly gave them a purposeful life, and we're grateful to them for their service to our country and our democracy.
Well, indeed, and you know I want to ask you some political questions, but you mentioned Portrait of a Soldier. I know you've been involved with a myriad of volunteer efforts since the time you left Springfield. Explain what this is.
Well, I had a fellow on my staff. His name was Cameron Schilling. It really began when I was lieutenant governor. The war in Iraq and Afghanistan was going on, and we had literally thousands of Illinois men and women who raised their hand and answered the call to duty, literally volunteer for our military, and were deployed to those foreboding countries, and more than 300 lost their lives. And Cameron Schilling came from Mattoon, Illinois, in downstate Illinois, and one of the service members killed in action was Charles Neely, and Cameron drew a portrait of Charles and brought it over to his mom and dad, knocked on the door and said, "I just want to give you this portrait. I really honor your son's sacrifice for our country." And the family was so touched by this. Cameron called me, and I had, I mentioned, gone to the funerals, and I had a lot of detail about these heroic Illinoisans. And we began to contact their families, and Cameron did 300 of these hand-drawn portraits. He gave the original to the family, and we then took a copy and put together a memorial exhibit that we've taken all over the country, now all over the state, not the country, but we went to libraries and schools and public places, and we put it up for a week or two, and people see firsthand the names and the ages and the ranks and the hometowns of these men and women. When you look into their eyes, you see their soul, and it's very, very important that we say their names and not forget their purposeful lives. So I've definitely worked on that since I was governor, and I'm going to continue to do that as long as I have a single breath.
Well, most gratifying to you, because I know you, is when you're able to do good. Public officials, I think, there are exceptions, but in my experience, really go into this for all the right reasons, wanting to do good, wanting to serve the public. What is your intent, or what was your intent when you said, "I'll follow up, I will be the governor," and incidentally, the only one in recent memory who doesn't go to jail?
Well, I'm happy to say that.
Yes.
You know, when I was governor, actually, Steve, I was governor from 2009 to 2015. In that time, we had two former governors, George Ryan and Rod Blagojevich, both in jail at the same time. And my number one job was to clean up Illinois state government after those two and get our state navigated in the right place, going in the right direction. Not only did we have Blagojevich's impeachment and conviction when I became a governor in 2009, but we also had, the Great Recession with the economy in a ditch, and our state budget was really in woeful shape. So we had to navigate kind of three crises, and You know, nobody's perfect. I don't claim to be, but I think we did a pretty good job given the circumstances. And I always took, inspiration, I would say, from the Gold Star families and their sons and daughters. Those are men and women who weren't really political, but they did something very important. They understood the ethic of service. Service to others is the rent we pay for our place on God's earth. And when I went to the funerals, I would say that. You should never forget that our country, our democracy, our Father's Day is really based on service, helping others. And I think we owe a debt of gratitude to definitely all our fathers who did so much for us, oftentimes unsung heroes. And I'm glad we have Father's Day. I'm a father, and my sons call me, and it really means a lot.
Well, I understand in your family there's going to be a very special new addition relatively soon. At least that's the schedule. Is that correct?
That's right. My youngest son, David, and his wife, Courtney, are expecting their first baby, which would be first grandson or granddaughter for me. That would be hopefully around August 1st or so. And so it's a big deal. You know,
sure.
Jack, there was a poet of Illinois long ago. He actually became poet laureate of the United States. He was from Galesburg, Illinois. His name was Carl Sandburg.
Sure.
Poet. He once wrote that the birth of a baby is God's opinion that the world should go on. And so in these turbulent times that we now find ourselves in, we should always kind of keep that in mind, that when a baby arrives, it's really pretty special. And God sent that child, boy or girl, to us. And we want to make that world for that child as good as we can.
Well, I'm getting text here. And incidentally, friends, you must know. You've got to know. 312-981-7200. You can. I hope you do. Call or text anytime. And a text says, Steve, you're letting the governor off the hook. The interview isn't over yet, friends. I have more to ask former Governor Pat Quinn when we come back on WGN. Steve Dale's Other World back on WGN. I'm not alone. Governor Pat Quinn is with me. Today, by the way, Governor, I got gas for $1.57. Unfortunately, it was a Taco Bell.
Oh, my. Oh, gee.
So, you know what? There
yeah,
we go.
Oh. Over $6 now. You know, it's really tough here for everybody, Steve. You know, these are tough inflationary times with food and gas and utilities and housing. You know, we have work to do.
Uh-huh. And when we talk about challenges, as you mentioned earlier, in the city of Chicago, where I've lived my entire life, we're talking about a whole long list of issues. I believe number one on that list is probably public safety. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot has come out and said, you got to be tough, and you don't necessarily have to like me, but I'll get the job done. Well, there is no more likable public official in Illinois than Pat Quinn. So you're kind of opposites in that way, I suppose. People love you. Certainly people who have met you know how sincere you are. Do we need a little bit of that?
Well, I appreciate the kind words. You know, when I was governor, I came after a guy, Blagojevich, who was kind of a blowhard a lot of times. And I said what we needed is a humble governor who's proud of our people, you know, and that may go for the city of Chicago. The mayor doesn't have to go around talking about how tough he is. I think it's better to be proud of the people of Chicago, good and true, who, you know, went through this terrible COVID, who handled every challenge coming their way. The biggest challenge now by far is making our streets safe and everybody to feel safe. That's a job that's a real challenge, and I think the mayor of Chicago's got to be the leader of that, but not just kind of bragging on yourself, but rather rolling up your sleeves and doing the things that make a difference. And, you know, that's where I'm coming from, you know.
Well, no, I want
to... This week, I shouldn't forget this. This week I went down to City Hall, to the city clerk's office. For all of our listeners, if you live in Chicago, you have a right to submit an ordinance just as a citizen. You don't need an alderman. You can hand in your ordinance to the city clerk. And I did that, but it was really for something that Mayor Lightfoot said she was for during her campaign, and that is term limits on the mayor. If you look at around the big cities of our country, of the top largest cities in America, including New York, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Houston, they all have term limits on their mayor, except Chicago. And during her campaign, the mayor said she was for that, but she hasn't done anything about it. So I literally submitted an ordinance that would require a voter referendum at the next election where the voters of Chicago could decide whether a two-term limit for the mayor of Chicago is what we need. And I think we do. I was in the past gathered signatures for it, and we recently did a poll and found that more than two-thirds of the people of Chicago think a two-term limit on the mayor, just like we have a term limit for the president of the United States, that ought to be the rule of law in Chicago, and it's time for the mayor to get going on that.
Okay, so a two-term limit, you said. I'm doing my math here. She has served one term. She's running for a second term. Lots of folks said, I'm going to run against her. You've hinted you think you're going to do it.
Well, I'm going to spend the summer looking at that issue. You know, the mayor of Chicago. I was born in Chicago. I've lived in the same house for 39 years on the West Side, and I'm not happy, obviously, with the public safety issue, but also the economic issues. You know, a big city like Chicago, the mayor and people in government ought to be fighting hard against price gouging by corporations and unfair practices that raise up our cost of living and make things hard. You know, this whole thing with the baby formula. You know, my son and daughter-in-law are going to have a baby on August 1st. I talked to them this morning. They're worried about baby formula. So, you know, I think it's important for big cities to be fighting for consumers and taxpayers. And in Chicago, we don't see enough of that. And that's certainly an issue. I'm going to be going to various events. Next week I'll be at the Pride Parade, and I'll be at other gatherings over the summer. And at the end of summer, I'll make a decision whether I would run for mayor. But before then, I would say to Mayor Lightfoot, get on the right foot and get going with this term limits. You said you were for it. Don't break in that promise. Just to put it in perspective, you know, when I became governor after Ryan and Blagojevich, both in jail at the same time, I said we need a recall amendment in our Illinois Constitution. And I had to convince the legislature, the House and Senate, to vote for that. And then it doesn't become part of our Constitution unless the people in a referendum vote for it. And that's what happened in 2010. I promised to do that, and I got it done. And I think the same thing should go with term limits on the mayor of Chicago. It's time to catch up. 25 other cities in Illinois, including Springfield and Naperville and Des Plaines and Oaklawn, they have term limits on the mayor. Why doesn't Chicago? And it'll force the mayor to be, I think, a little more attentive to everyday people.
If you could, do you think there should be a recall on the Illinois State's Attorney, Kim Fox?
Well, it's interesting. Under our Illinois Constitution, voters do have the right, by petition and referendum, to establish recall in their municipality or their county. And as a matter of fact, on the election there coming up on June 28th in the town of Dalton, the village of Dalton, they have a recall referendum. A couple of towns have already done this, Arlington Heights, I think Wheeling, maybe Buffalo Grove, maybe some others as well. You can do that directly by voter petition and referendum. And, you know, and frankly, if you go to Wisconsin, north of us, every local elected official, all their state's attorneys are subject to recall. And I think that's something that we should have in the on the books in Illinois for really all offices, all local government offices. You're not there to serve yourself. You're really holding a trust for the taxpayers and the voters. If you're really breaking your promises and not doing a good job, then, you know, you should be subject to recall. I believe that for the governor of Illinois, and I got it done.
We have 1 minute left. Should she be recalled from your perspective? And very quickly, what is the number one thing that you would do regarding public safety?
Well, I would take that issue number one. I think the thing to do is I went to police officers' funerals when I was governor, quite a few of them, memorial services for our police officers who were killed in action, not only in Chicago, but around the state. It's very important to understand that it's a dangerous job, and the men and women who volunteer and raise their hand and take the oath to protect our safety, we've got to make sure they're properly funded, properly trained, properly disciplined if necessary. We hope that that never happens, but if it does happen, that's what military discipline is about. And I think making sure our streets are safe, it starts with supporting those who are on the front line, our police officers.
And about Kim Fox?
Well, first of all, I got to get recall. I would be for establishing recall, the power of recall, whether or not a person is subject to recall. That's up for the voters to decide. But I think having that power on the books in Illinois will protect taxpayers from things that don't go in the right direction.
You sound like a candidate. In any which case, you know it is always good to talk with you. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn, thank you so much and happy Father's Day to you. And I specifically appreciate you joining us on your Dad's Day. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a million. Happy Father's Day to all listening and to you too, Steve. It's a special day in America and we should celebrate our dads.
Thank you. Thank you. I will tell you, that is one of the nicest guys. If you know him off the radio, whether he runs or not, I don't know. But he sounds like a candidate to me. But then again, what do I know?